The world is a vampire.
Listeners, welcome to another episode of Press This, your podcast for all things about the importance of press conferences in the world and around the social media and landscape of sports in,
We started rambling there.
Yeah, so I don't know. Social media got dropped in there. Should we just record that over? Is that bad? I know where I was going.
That makes me sad.
Which brings us to...
Welcome, listeners. I'm shaking my head over here, but this is our Infinite Sadness, new podcast at DGWU Sports. It's the Barrister.
And the Skiz.
And we're seeing if this project can get off the ground. Skiz and I are hanging out in Hoboken this afternoon doing some late afternoon drinking.
Hells yeah.
Watching some baseball. And thinking about all the things that make us want to cry as we fall off to sleep each night.
Yeah. This is going to be the whole point of this podcast.
What makes us sad?
Infinite sadness.
Infinitely sad.
Sad lives.
And, yeah. And obviously, what better way to intro that than Smashing Pumpkins singles from Melancholy and Infinite Sadness. Yeah,
we're not gonna go just that. There's gonna be it's gonna be the whole.
It's gonna be that song.
The whole discography.
It's gonna be that song over and over.
The whole discography.
I mean, that's the word. It usually sounds stupid when you say it.
It does sound bad. I've never said it out loud before until just now. I mean, discography.
It's awful. But we do have as anal retentive as Skiz and I are.
I'm sorry. What?
Yep.
What was the first thing you said?
As anal.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, anal retentive.
Mm-hmm.
As Skiz and I are, we've made a list, so we have topics to discuss. We are hoping.
That's the first thing that makes me sad is that we made a list.
No, the first thing that makes me sad is the fact that we don't make lists for our other podcasts, and they are complete rotten messes of yelling and rambling.
Mm-hmm.
As this one very well, maybe. But
yeah.
As evidenced by our intro. But in any event, this is our first Deej podcast since the Sabres season ended.
It really is. We haven't been able to get together. Well, you know, we've gotten together.
But not for podcasts.
Not for podcasting.
Yeah, we've hung out a few times.
Tenfold times.
And, yeah, well, I mean, we'll talk about some of our most recent hangouts at the Mets game the other night. We'll talk about that later. But the Sabres season ended... with just, you know, a little whimper.
It was a whimper, wasn't it?
It was just... I don't know. The funny thing is, as much as I don't like to excuse injuries for what happened with the Sabres season this year, because I don't think that injuries tells nearly a complete enough story for what went wrong.
I don't think that people have talked enough about injuries. So can we just...
That makes me sad. But with the end of the season, I think it was apparent that with Erhoff and Myers out, I think it was apparent that those injuries mattered quite a bit.
I disagree.
At the end of the season.
I disagree.
Just at the end.
I don't think they would have won those games even if those guys were in.
Maybe. I mean, the reality is if they won those games, it wouldn't have mattered because the Caps won out, so it was irrelevant.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
And so I don't really, like, love to even care about that last week. Because after we lost to the Leafs the second to last weekend of the season, it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And the Caps just performed from then on out and did enough. So we wouldn't have been able to be back in it as it was.
But we're sad because playoff hockey...
It started. I love playoff hockey.
Playoff hockey last year,
I mean, yes, it was only one series, but that was when this blog really got up and running, and when we started to develop a following and be like, oh wow, this isn't just our parents reading this. And
my parents have never read.
No, well, never read blog. My parents stopped a long time ago, but because they just my mom just does not want to realize that the things that come out of my mouth, like she feels like she raised me better, which is true.
She messed up. She messed up.
She's that makes me sad.
That's,
but no.
But we missed the point.
We got together for. I think at least some number of us got together for every single game last year for the playoffs.
I think that was right.
Whether it be, we went to a bunch of different bars. We were all over the city, and it was great. It was awesome, and I don't know. It was just a fun time to have playoff hockey. And we didn't know Joe yet, so we know Joe now. So we were going to meet up with Joe, and
sure,
and it would have been just glorious. And
instead, it's the opposite of glorious.
I can't watch playoff hockey.
I just don't care. I mean,
without the Sabres in it.
Yeah, and it's funny because I really like hockey a lot, but hockey when I have a horse in the race. And I'll keep a casual interest on it and see what kind of storylines develop. But, you know, unless like Sidney Crosby's getting punched in the face, or unless Danny Briere is being like sent through a wood chipper, I don't really care about what's going on. Yeah, just like anything like that. Would get me watching, especially these early rounds. I should care about the Pittsburgh Philadelphia series. I hate both of those teams. I want them to tear each other apart, and I want Sidney Crosby to just completely underperform, and so I can laugh and
spontaneously combust.
That would be great. I mean, all those things I would love to have happen, but I don't really care to watch.
Yeah, I'm too bitter. When the Bills get eliminated, I mean, it's been so long now, I'm used to it with the Bills. When the Bills get eliminated from the playoffs, I still enjoy the NFL playoffs. I love the NFL playoffs, and I get really into it. The NBA, if the Knicks aren't in it or get eliminated in the first round like they'll probably do this year, I love the NBA playoffs. Baseball, I guess I'm a little more indifferent, but I feel like between like a lot of teams I like and friends like, there's always a team that matters in there as far as like the Yankees or Red Sox. Like I'll watch it. I'm fine with it.
Sure. And the Yankees earn it so often.
Hockey may be my favorite sport. I can't watch playoff hockey when the Sabres aren't in it because I'm so fucking bitter. I'm just like, I watch it and I see like great hockey, and then I start getting angry that they fucked up and didn't make it. Like I get so upset that I'll still watch some, but I don't watch near as much as you think that I would watch. I mean, I only watched part of the Flyers-Pittsburgh game last night because it was also on at the bar I was at watching the Knicks game.
Sure.
It's the only reason why I watched that. It was an incredible game, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And you say it was an incredible game, and that should, as a hockey fan, that should be enough to get me excited. But, like, I sort of get into it in later rounds. I feel like maybe I'm able to be a little bit more invested, or at least try to enjoy it, because the end of the Sabres season is so distant. You know, once it's been 3-4 weeks, you know, I don't really, the bitterness, I don't really feel it as much. But at the same time, you know, those playoffs are so long, and what I really want is I want everyone to stop talking about hockey altogether so that we can just move on to other sports that don't make me sad.
And like, hockey makes me the most sad out of all the sports.
Yeah, it's so incredibly depressing. And I don't know. I mean, I'll start to watch later and I'll get over it. But, you know, in the meantime, there's other stuff, you know, sports-wise that I'm into that I can concentrate on.
Cockfighting?
Well, we were watching speedboat like drag racing earlier. These guys are going on like, I guess they're like gator boats or like I don't know. They're in like 3 feet of water going around what looks like a flooded field, just jacking it up around tight corners, just spraying water everywhere. And I was as entertained as I've been with a sporting event in 6 or 7 months. basically since the Bills started being bad.
It was pretty entertaining. It was
tremendously entertaining. When did the Sabres equal that entertainment this year?
Rarely. That was happen. I don't even know what that sport's called. I need to do some research.
I have no idea what that sport was. And then they followed it up with big trucks going through
mud.
Like basically like hydroplaning through mud and then just like jacking it up. It was great. It was on the Speed Channel. It was tremendous.
I do watch a lot of the Speed Channel.
That makes me sad. Wow.
This is what I do when I'm not working.
Well, the good news is with the Sabres, briefly, is that, they're really letting themselves be held accountable. They're coming out. They're talking to the press openly.
Wait.
What?
I think something you said.
What?
A minute ago.
What did I say?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's right. They did the exact opposite of that.
They didn't do that. There was no press conference.
There was zero press conference.
And seven people in the world are upset about it. Seven. I can.
The fact that people are upset about it. Well, the only
don't say people. The only people that are mad about there not being a press conference
are the people who are going to be in the press conference asking questions. They're the only people that care.
Or the people that still read old print media.
Yes, which is. Yeah, I think your calculation is correct. Seven people altogether. Yeah. And the funny thing is there are actually six people asking questions in that room, and then there's one person that reads print media. Who cares? Who cares? No one cares.
A press conference? Like, I don't... Like, you know, it was so pointless to me that, like, I literally when there was the whole up in arms about it today, I was just like, if no one had said anything, I wouldn't have gone, like, wait a minute. Where's that end of the season press conference? I need some answers. Like, I don't even know that that would happen. Like, I mean, I know that it happens because, like, it's reported, but, like, the only possible argument that someone could have brought up was, well, I want to see responses about Roy's and Vanek's comments on Clean Out Locker Day. And, like, that, I'm like, okay, fine, but request an interview.
Who's
like,
gonna, yeah, I mean, and who's going to give you...
An honest answer.
An honest answer right now. I was reading Harrington's Twitter feed, and he's...
I'm sorry, who?
Raping McRape Rape.
Oh, man.
anyway.
Legally, that is his name.
It's on his birth certificate, folks. Don't be mad at us.
It is. It's on his birth certificate.
In any event, I was reading his Twitter feed, and he said something about, like, the, you know, Sulzer's status. Now, if I'm right, Sulzer left town for personal reasons.
Here's some straws for you to grasp at.
Yeah, it's just like, if he left town for personal reasons, I'm sure that information will be made public when it's appropriate to be made public. I don't need to see someone, you know...
But who cares?
That's the second
who
point.
Who really fucking cares?
Is Sulzer playing in a game over the next week? Oh, no. He's doing nothing. I will start to care about Sulzer's status in August.
Yeah.
I will not care about it until then. I don't care about any of these guys. Unless they're being traded or picked up, I don't care.
We don't need press conferences.
And none of that information's coming out now.
We don't need press conferences.
So From Pegula, too? That's so dumb. Who cares? I don't care what Pegula is going to say right now because he's got work to do. I want to see him do the work and then talk about it afterwards. Like,
press conferences only exist to keep old media members happy and make them feel important.
Yes.
That is the only reason they exist.
Yes.
If you want to know anything about this team, there's this thing called the internet that Al Gore invented. And you can go on there and pretty much find out anything that you want to find out. I don't, like I said, the only thing that people that I could see get brought up was the whole thing with Roy and Vanek, but I don't really care. I don't. Like, it's so pointless. Like, I don't... It makes me outright sad that anyone would actually care about a press conference.
Right now, especially right now. There's nothing important happening right now. Like, if... Like,
ever.
I'll want those press conferences when things are actually happening that need to be reported on.
Wait a minute.
Are we watching Arena League football?
Who are the Sabercats?
The Sabercats? Are they our new favorite Arena Football League team?
The Sabercats? Wait.
Where do they play?
San Jose. I forgot we're watching baseball.
Yes,
we
were watching San
Jose. I got excited that there was a new New Jersey arena team called the Sabercats.
That would have been tremendous.
Oh, sorry, way off topic.
That was a complete tangent.
For the listeners.
We watched television on mute. But in any event, I think the press conference idea, like, A, that's not how information is even released anymore. Like, information in general, like, just ends up getting leaked these days. Like, people have so much access to someone who can get a story out that, like, press conferences are kind of passe. Right. Like, you know, like, no, the information's being controlled in such a way that it's not like they're getting up there and, like, really giving you honest answers unless they want to. And that's just not, like, you're going to put Pagula up there and expect that he gives you any information about, like, the team's hopes for free agency or the draft or anything like that.
They're going to give you the same dull answers they give in everything.
Yeah. And you can predict what those answers are and just write about that. The problem is that I think a lot of these guys just, like, they are at that point in the year where they don't have any content to write about that they're doing a good job with, at least. Like,
yeah.
They're just rage storming about the team and not even doing it in a
way. They're upset because their jobs don't matter anymore.
Yeah, no,
they
it's true.
Don't. There's, it's, there does not matter anymore.
They want to be given access so that they can write about it and show us all that they have that access. And that's a thing that makes them marketable and, you know, sustainable in the market.
It's awful.
But,
it's terrible.
First of all, they're bad writers generally. And second of all, getting that access is not difficult anymore. Like, it's not, you know, that information is being, you know, leaked via Twitter, and I can just learn it there and make my own statement or opinion about it.
They don't get to break stories anymore.
I don't need them as a filter.
Want to. One of the reasons breaking stories and being bitter about it is actually one of the reasons I have a personal hate for which I don't think you know the story behind Mike Harrington, but that'll be another day. One day I'll release it to everyone. But, like, They get so fucking butthurt over, and I think it's fine. Like, and the Sabres, they're doing this on purpose. I mean, they're openly mocking Buffalo media now. I mean, especially not Buffalo media. We have to wrap this segment up, but the Buffalo News.
Well, yeah,
because, you know, Ted Black goes on WGR.
Yeah.
They make the announcement about Ruff and Regeer to the AP. You know, when Pagula did his big interview, it was with TSN. You know what I mean? Like, it's, they're just like, no, you guys suck. You're awful.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Miller did his interview with Scott Burnside. Was it Scott Burnside? Whoever from ESPN.
No, it was LeBron.
Well, yeah, Pierre LeBron. And you know, all these... No, I absolutely agree. Like, the reality is, and one of the things I like about it is the Sabres... Even just in, like, sort of interacting, being willing to interact with bloggers and doing live chats and stuff like that, they're doing active things which increase the diversity of ways that the fans can interact with the team, and they're marginalizing the Buffalo News as a result. And I think you're absolutely right that, like, butthurt is the way to view it, because the kinds of exclusive conversations that you use to push along readership and sort of, you know, maintain your place in the Buffalo sports, like, media pie, you know, if you're splitting it up, Buffalo News, they're getting left, you know, on the outside looking in, and they have
look at all the big newspapers that are closing and
going, absolutely, but it's on that, you know, you got to figure out a way to overcome that and give people a reason to keep reading. And if you do lazy columns and just start backlashing at people and misrepresenting their opinion and just making them feel like, you know, that they're being insulted. That's the thing. I used to think WGR did that more to their, you know, listenership than the news does. But I think it's switched. I think GR actually has guys who, like, won't be, like, completely
absent. They're, like, 50-50.
Yeah,
I mean, 50-50 on GR.
No, but all the Buffalo News guys are antagonistic and, like...
The majority, 90%.
Yeah, and it's just...
I mean, you got guys like Tim Graham and stuff that are back there now who are doing good work.
Sure,
but, all right, I'm going to... That all makes us sad, so let's take a break.
Depressed.
I need a beer, and then we'll come back and talk about other things.
Smiles for your brain.
And we're going to put hopefully we're going to pour some smiles on our brains so we feel a little better.
Mm.
Mm. Thank you, Chris Hardwick. All right, enjoy some more Smashing Pumpkins. We'll be right back.
we?
That's how I bring it. That's how I bring us back.
Gosh. Sorry, I'm watching baseball. Welcome back, listeners.
Carlos Gonzalez.
We hope you enjoyed a little bit more Billy Corgan. I know I did.
He's creepy.
He makes me so sad.
He is so creepy.
So creepy. That whole band was like, I love them.
Loved them.
Yeah. But so creepy. Like, not one member of their band would have been a person I would have felt comfortable having a conversation with. Like, even now as an adult, like, I'm frightened.
What was the name of his band when he spun off?
Oh, I have no idea.
Zwan? Was it Zwan?
If you say so.
All right. I think it was Zwan.
You gotta make sure to lean forward, though, Buzz.
Oh, right, right. Yeah,
I think it was called Zwan.
Anyway, that's great lead back in. So, other things that make us sad as we run.
Can we talk about what I'm wearing? By the way, you've commented. And can you just...
Well, first of all, like, so I came straight from work. So, like, I'm wearing, like, a navy blue suit. Like, I had court today. Like, I'm dressed decent, you know, businessman attire. But straight from work.
Okay.
And I walk in and Skiz...
I've been off all week.
You've been off all week. You had a chiropractor's appointment / massage today. You have...
Yep.
You know, no gel in your hair. You're wearing what's that T-shirt?
That is
an old English 800 T-shirt.
That is an OE 40 T-shirt, my friend.
An oldie English
OE. Yeah.
And sweatpants.
No, these are track pants.
Track pants.
These are all black track pants
and slippers.
And slippers.
And slippers. So that's fun.
It's my outfit.
It's your outfit.
That's what I'm.
This is podcasting uniform.
I'm comfortable. You know.
It's. You seem comfortable.
I am.
Well, I am getting uncomfortable already with the Mets season. It's making me sad.
I see what you did there.
I did what I could. Mets 4-2. They were off today. Another thing that we had, sort of wanted to weigh in on. The season started since last time we did a podcast.
Yeah.
How are the Cubs doing?
They're
3-4, right?
They played very well today. I believe that moves them to, is it, to 3-4?
3-4.
I think you're right.
I just said, yeah. So
I'm trying to think right now.
It seems about right.
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm really bad with baseball numbers. I can.
Terrible.
I'm really
terrible.
I'm an awful fan.
But we all went to the Mets game the other night, which was their first loss on the season.
Of course it was.
Of course. Deej is going to be there?
The Deej shows up and they just suck.
Completely pooped the bed. And it was as if you were watching a team just completely understanding and accepting of its fate relatively early on.
They gave up before the game started.
They gave up. They left Dylan G in there just giving up hard runs in a relatively cold April night game. They just left him, hung him out to dry, just like, give me your pitch count. I don't care what the
score
is.
Only five regular starters, though. Four? Five. Only five regular starters.
Yes.
Because of just people, benching people and injuries.
Yes. I mean, it just was not good.
Four, I think it was.
It was not good. So they didn't play, I mean, Apologist and I actually went down to the bullpen area during the game, like, thinking, Dylan G just gave up a couple runs. It looks like he might get pulled. Let's go watch who's warming up. Nobody.
Nope.
Zero people warming up. Just the game was like still winnable.
Completely leaving him.
Winnable.
Hanging him out to dry.
Yes.
So badly.
And what does that tell your hitters? Like, you're basically telling your hitters, I don't think you're going to be able to make up this 2-run lead. So I don't care that now it's a 5-run lead. Like, it's just like, I don't think you're going to do it no matter what I do.
And Ruben Todd is like, okay.
Okay. That's terrible. Amazing. But it was something to watch or, you know, ignore while we, you know, made dick and fart jokes and scared little children as they walked by.
Have you been in the Caesars Club?
I have.
It's delightful.
You guys almost got thrown out from what I hear.
Well,
it was going that way.
It was headed that way.
But you left before you could, so that was a good move.
It's just a delightful bag in there. And then the Promenade Club is cool because you can like watch the game from there. But it is delightful, but it's such a huge like great area. You can't watch the game.
No, you really.
Yes, there are 200 TVs in there,
sure.
and just great food and beverages. But Yeah, it's just like this huge lounge, and
it's a place to pregame, really, or you know.
Yeah. Well, McFadden's afterwards. That what's? We'll start with the, some of the things from the Mets game that made us sad.
Things that made me sad. So McFadden's is a Bills bar in the city, where
it's the
Bills backers bar.
It's the Bills backer bar.
So we like the franchise in theory,
mm-hmm.
and there's a McFadden's at Citi Field, which. If you're just thinking conceptually what you're going to imagine, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good sports bar, good food, okay drink selection, but like good place to hang out. We walk in there, and it was my nightmare.
It's only a post-game hangout because it closes like a half hour before the game, and you can't, once you go into the bar, you can't come back into the stadium.
Yes.
So it's connected, but you can only use it for right before the game. And then after the game,
yes.
That's the only reason.
And
it was
filling up late with employees who had clearly gotten done their shift,
yeah,
and people who had given up on the game, which was out of hand, and as I've already said, completely abandoned by the team itself. So
but the bar itself,
the bar was
what I would dare say, fratastic.
It was it was humongous.
It is. It's enormous,
which is like the sad thing because it could be very cool if you got the right crowd in there. But yeah, very frat-tastic, kind of Queens, Western Long Island crowd, which in and of itself is to be expected because that's who watches the Mets. So I can accept that. There was a woman, I think it was before you and Boat Shoes got there. There's one of their bartenders gets up on the bar to sing a song like a la Coyote Ugly with a song playing by the, being played by the DJ. Except they didn't have the technology for it, so it wasn't her doing karaoke and you hear her voice.
It was the song.
It was the song, and she was apparently singing. So every 20 seconds or so, it came to a chorus or a cool moment. The guy would just cut the music out, and you would just hear this woman who just sounded terrible. She just sounded awful. And you just heard her voice, no track.
But every guy in there was
bro,
that girl's amazing, bro. Bro, that girl's amazing. Sweetie, you know you're amazing? You're amazing. Now, pour a shot in my mouth.
That's what they were doing.
They were.
And so and then they started going around with what they called city juice. City juice.
City juice.
Which is nothing I ever want to touch my lips.
Insert Mike Harrington joke there.
Bringing it back around.
And so we did.
So that was, and the funny thing was, it was you get free city juice shots if you check in on Facebook. But, as much as I love free alcohol...
Everybody was getting free City Juice shots.
Exactly. But they first said it, if you check in on Facebook, you get free City Juice shots. And I was like, this is how bad McFadden's is and how, embarrassed I am to be here. I don't want to check in on Facebook and have people know that I'm in this environment. That place was terrible.
And just the worst... at one point, Shaggy came on.
Was that before or after Yotter had his sunglasses on and was dancing with a relatively hot waitress by the bar? Before or after?
That was
I think it was after.
Yeah.
But that happened.
That was great.
It was probably the highlight of the night.
Boshu was Gatsman was weirdly uncomfortably dancing when we got in there. Look at me. And we're just stop, you're embarrassing yourself. And out of nowhere, again, an attractive, I think she was, her shift was over. She was down sitting on one of the tables, runs up, starts breaking it down with Yotter. We have video.
We got video.
But we're not being told we can't put it up.
We should put it up.
I know.
Don't worry.
But the FBI.
I hope that girl was 18.
Yeah. Well, the crowd there wouldn't.
Who knows? Who knows?
So that happened. Also did a flaming shot of some kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happened.
Which I'm not allowed to do those because of my beard. They're dangerous. There's going to be singeing. If I do a flaming shot,
old fire beard,
I'm going to singe myself.
We're talking about this too long. I'm going to say that real quick.
So the Mets are looking like themselves again. They get the Phillies this weekend. And I see them being 4-5 mm-hmm. by weekend's end. And never sniffing 500 for the rest of the year.
There he is.
I mean,
welcome back.
It's going to happen.
Welcome back. Firm handshake.
They're going to lose 3 straight, is all I'm saying. First of all, because the Mets.
They'll win one.
The Mets pitching is good. I like it. They may win one. That's the most you can hope for. I mean, the Phillies staff is absurd. I don't know. they're going to be very, very good this year again. And
when you have that rotation.
But so we were at the game the other night, and this was something that I mentioned to you that Hartz and I observed. So cold night, I mean, definitely jacket weather, sweater weather, like.
Oh yeah, it dropped down to like 41.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was a guy, like, on a dunk tank, being dunked through like the eighth inning.
But why is that there?
Like, first of all,
what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, I don't know. Dunk tanks are like kind of cool in the summer. Like, if it was a hot summer game, like whatever. It's like a carnival-y type thing.
They creep me out.
It's weird. It's, you know, has nothing to do with baseball, but it's something for kids to do when they get bored from the game, and you know, whatever. I can appreciate.
I just don't like. Oh, hey, he fell into the water.
Yes.
I don't. I've never understood the idea of why a dunk tank is.
Well.
Oh, he fell into water.
Yeah. Well.
Which we go in vacation by build pools in our backyard.
And maybe that's why we should have been impressed with what was going on last night, because it was 40 degrees.
Yeah, that's. Oh, good point.
It was cold. And meanwhile, like, every time it happened, like, me and Apps are looking, like, we're smoking cigarettes out in the smoking section. We're looking up at this guy getting dunked repeatedly. And we're freezing. Like, and he's covered in water, and we're like, look, and like, we're cringing, and like, and then we look around, and so is everybody else. Like, everyone's like, why is that going on right now?
Right,
it's
now
so late. It was like 9 o'clock, and the guy's still getting dunked, and it's freezing and windy. And
how much money are they making off of the dunk tank?
Awful. I mean, I have no idea.
I mean, they gotta pay this guy. Yeah. Well, actually, probably they don't have to pay him. It's probably like an intern.
Yes. That's absolutely awesome.
That's great.
Maybe this is just hazing that we're seeing at the beginning of the year.
I think we should get an intern.
Awesome.
DTW.
Should we like put an application?
I was gonna say, I think that's a post I want to start working on. Apply to be a DTW intern. Oh, because there's so much we need to get done.
It's tremendous. Bias spear.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, just the pile work. The paperwork is just stacked in piles
so
around
much
here.
Work to do.
I'm exhausted from all the drinking. I need to sleep. I need to sleep.
So that was awful. And then also standing in the smoking section, we observed a guy walking by with crisp, new, pristine Miami Marlins t-shirt and hat. And who was on the back? Was it Jose Reyes?
Wasn't Jose Reyes.
It wasn't Jose Reyes.
Who else? I don't know anyone on the Marlins.
That's awful.
I just ruined that joke. No, they have Stanton, Mike Stanton, the big prospect.
Okay,
I'll take Mike Stanton.
Okay, no, it was Burley.
Who?
Mark Burley.
Mark Burley. Hey, Mark Burley's not a bad pitcher.
No, but of the list of people you would associate with the Miami Marlins, and like, who's getting a Mark Burley right away?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's a racist Marlins fan. He's like, I don't want to. Not my jersey. I need a good old white American boy.
Now that you
why is the guy in Miami talking like he's from Texas?
Now that you mention it, it was George Zimmerman.
It was George Zimmerman.
He'd run away. He'd fled the police in Florida to come up to a Mets game, and he's going to turn himself.
He's like, no one will recognize me in this Mark Burley jersey.
Terrible. Tremendous. It's very, very.
Oh, lovely. So that brings up another quick thing, and this will be what we end with. We're not gonna have time with the cup holders.
No cup holder conversation.
Yeah, we're already way over. But real quick, it is never okay to wear a jersey from a team that's not playing in the game. Not playing in the game. You should not wear that jersey. And I'm guilty of it, because I've given up on the Bills and worn Sabres jersey to a Jets game, but I'll admit that I was wrong. It is never okay to wear that
I mean, it's sort of douchey to a certain extent, because you're just especially
just wear a normal shirt.
I think your point is actually, I give you a little bit more credit or place a little bit less blame on you, because when the Bills are bad and you wear a Sabres jersey, you're like actually saying something by wearing the Sabres jersey.
Right.
And no one who's a Bills fan is going to be like, fuck you, you're wearing a Sabres jersey. You know, like, but like guys who wear like Yankee jerseys to a game, it's Mets Phillies. You're just like, shut the fuck
up. Yeah, at least in my situation, like, and other situations, there's that affiliation. So I'll be willing to give you a pass there. Like,
Yeah, you know, no, what am I talking about? I mean, I guess the jersey thing, it is the jersey is a little annoying. Like,
yeah, sure.
Like, if you're at a Yankee game, don't wear your Osunyu Minora jersey. Like where...
Don't,
wear,
like, feel the need to declare yourself as different from everyone else there.
Yeah.
Like, just stupid. Like, just, you're going to the baseball game, enjoy the game. Like, especially, I mean, I saw people wearing, like, Red Sox. I mean, this, you take it to extremes, but you see people wear, like, a Red Sox, even a Red Sox hat at Yankee Stadium in a non-Yankee Red Sox game.
You see so many Red Sox jerseys at New York City sporting events that don't involve any team from Boston.
Well,
because they feel like they're here and they're like, I'm from Boston, so I'm gonna stand up. Like, no, you just look like an idiot. I don't want to see your fucking old Jonathan Papelbon jersey when it's the Knicks and the Heat playing.
They're here. They're racist. Get used to it.
Yeah.
Boston, so racist.
Oh, great. Good job. It's just, I don't think it's okay. But that, so yeah, he wore a Mark fucking Burley jersey.
I mean, it was just stupid. And it's just like, I don't know. And especially, like, if it's the Marlins, like, you already don't like the Marlins because your arguably best player just went to the Marlins. So, like, you don't want to see Marlins gear at Citi Field.
He's wearing it to be a douche.
Well, he was a douche. He couldn't help it.
Yeah, he was like, this is, like, I'm only here to antagonize other people. That was his sole purpose of that night's game.
It's true.
Tonight, I'm going to go do something just to antagonize everyone else. And that is the only reason I'm doing this.
Fair. I do that some nights too, so yeah. It's fine.
Do you think he wants to join the Deej?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is, like, I criticize that we need more writers who can be our intern.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
that was the whole joke. That was what I was going for. Got that?
It took me about 3 seconds.
That, and on that note, that makes me sad.
Oh God, that makes me so sad.
All right, buddy.
Well, this has been a pleasure. It's a nice early night still. I feel like baseball's going to be on.
All night long.
And,
all night long.
That makes me happy.
All night.
Oh, that's...
All night long.
Okay. So we'll take it out with some more Smashing Pumpkins and not 80s tunes by the Skiz. Mm. Stay sad, Buffalo.
Stay sad, Buffalo. Is that our tag at the end?
Now.
Stay sad, Buffalo.
Now.
Go fuck yourself, Buffalo.
Well, yeah, I see no problem with either of those things.
Anderson Cooper approved. Dangus Day. Wanna go for a ride? And cleanliness is godliness, and God is empty, just like me.